Hello, my friends. Welcome to the Intuition Awakening podcast. I'm recording this on a very rainy Sunday here in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada, and I woke up this morning after a lot of crazy dreams. I noticed all of the crystals in my bed. I noticed online that Pluto was now in retrograde. And a question that started to cross my mind was, when you've received your Reiki attunements, do you start to feel more and more energy? And my answer to that is yes. And I wanted to make a little episode about it today. Some of the changes that I've noticed after receiving my Reiki attunements. Now that I'm teaching Reiki level 1 and 2, and soon the master level as well, I'm noticing that my students are going to be experiencing the same things that I have. And I want to try to prepare people as best I can for the things that they might encounter, might experience one day as healers themselves. So here we go. This is a little bit about being a Reiki healer, whether you use it just for yourself or you work with clients. So what does Reiki feel like when you receive your attunement? That's often a question I think we ask is, I want to get my Reiki level 1. I want to learn about it. But how is it different than just going to see a Reiki master? How is it different? Why do I need to learn the levels? My best explanation for that is learning the levels is important if you want to really kind of increase your knowledge, increase your awareness with Reiki healing. If you've ever wanted to practice Reiki on yourself, if you've ever wanted to be able to, feel that energy and calmness and practice it at home, or share it with a friend or family member who might be a little skeptical of going to see a professional or not really sure what this modality is, but you think they'd accept it from you or that, you might be able to help them ease some of their pain and discomfort. Typically, this happens with moms with kids or with anyone with an elderly parent or grandparent in their life. We want to help somehow, but it's not always easy just to pack them in the car and book a session. So when we receive our Reiki level, sometimes it's just for the simple fact that we would like it ourselves. But often it's because we've got someone in mind that if we had this ability, not only could we help us, but we could help them too. So in that way, it's different than going to see a Reiki healer all the time because you now have, after receiving your attunement, it's called, you receive the energy of Reiki into your body. So what we're doing when we're giving the attunement is opening up your chakra system to higher and higher energies at each level. Level 1, we kind of open your body to the physical layer, to feeling, healing, and growth within the body, to clearing out some of those negative things from our past or, our present moment, clearing blocks in our life and our body, releasing muscle tension and pain. Level 2 then focuses on emotions. So we open up our chakras to kind of the emotional layer, which again increases our ability to feel energy as well as to transmit and work with the energy as a healer. And then the master level takes it a step further and we open our chakras and ourselves up to the spiritual healing layer within us. And I've definitely noticed a bit of a difference at each level. So I wanted to share my experience now about what I felt after the attunements. After level 1, I immediately knew Reiki was for me. I wanted to practice it all the time. And at the time I was dating someone and they said, well, you should do this. I think you'd be a really good business owner. Well, I took that as permission and I quit my job. I totally, in some ways, kind of uprooted my life because I hated my job. I hated working in human resources. I hated my corporate life. I wanted to leave. I wanted to quit. And now I had this fancy modality that was going to be able to help me start a business. And I could just do this full time. Well, for the next 3 months, I was unemployed. Just completely unemployed. I couldn't find work. I was applying at McDonald's and Walmart. I was applying at UPS. I was applying for human resources jobs. It was a lot of work just to try to find something, but I wasn't getting callbacks. I got a couple of interviews, but never got the jobs. People were looking at my resume and saying, well, you have all this experience in human resources. You're not really a fit for our company. Like, you have no experience in a restaurant or in a retail space, maybe a couple months when you were a kid, but you don't have that experience. So why are you here? And I couldn't help but just try to try to explain it somehow. I couldn't tell them, you know, I had this Reiki healing and I'd quit my job and thought I was going to be a professional healer the rest of my life. But, you know, I needed income in the meantime. I hate interviews for that reason. Like we need a job for the money. Let's just skip past that question and interview, you know, what do you think you'd like about working for a company? Why are you a good fit? Because I need a paycheck. Let's just get past that awkward part. Like, here's the pay, here's the salary. Does this fit? No, it's not going to be the most important thing in my life. As a former recruiter, that's what I kind of didn't like about the interview process, was trying to watch someone create answers for these questions that we knew the answer to. If we just cut through the BS, we knew what the answers were. So I was finding myself lying and just really not aligned with any of these jobs until finally I ended up securing a position in payroll in human resources. I went through 3 rounds of interviews and testing, and I was the candidate that came out on top. I was really impressed that out of everyone in this rigorous testing, it was a division of IBM. So the worldwide company IBM, I got to work as a part of one of their little companies here in the city. And they had a very rigorous hiring process. So I was really excited that I had gotten the best job out of everything I had applied for, kind of the highest paying one, even though it was quite a bit significantly lower than what I had been paid before. It was kind of an entry level payroll position. I was excited that this is what came to me. And I worked at that job for the next year and a half, but I found I was so extra sensitive to my coworkers around me. I was extra sensitive to needing to take more breaks. They did have a bit of a meditation or a retreat room. It was basically just a room with a closed door. And you could lay down on the couch or sit in one of the chairs and just take a break. They really had it in mind, I think, for a lot of the IT staff that were working shift work. But for the rest of us, it was there as well. And I used it every day. I went and put my feet down, you know, rested my head. But I found I was having so many more difficulties at workplaces than I typically did. And this was also leading up to me being diagnosed formally with PTSD. When I started doing that physical healing, my body started to say, hey, there's more here than what meets the eye. We need to talk about this. My inner child was coming forward so strongly, trying to let me know something's wrong. Can you help? Can we, you know, do we have to feel this way forever? We've been holding on to these emotions and been numb and dissociated for quite a while. You know, can we start to explore some of this and get rid of it, get rid of that weight and the heaviness within me? So when it came to Reiki level 2, I knew I was excited to continue that healing, to help maybe with my PTSD, to see what it felt like to achieve level 2. And the first thing I noticed was just how open my heart chakra became. It was pretty incredible. It was just noticing the trees around me, the birds, noticing my own pets. I couldn't kill a bug for the life of me. Anytime I seen one in my house, I suddenly thought it was beautiful. I thought it was cute. I thought it was amazing. You know, look at the shininess or the number of legs it has. You know, didn't even matter if it was a spider or a grasshopper or, you know, a cricket. It didn't matter what it was. And I'm still like that. I can't kill bugs. I would much rather take them outside. There's been very, very rare times over the last 5 years or so that I've actually been able to kill a bug now. It's been crazy to see that change in myself. And with my own animals, I'm much, much kinder. There's just something about it. I can see that when I was tugging on my dog's leash, you know, that's a being that I was connected to. So yes, I can watch all the trainer videos online that I like, but, you know, tugging and yanking and, you know, trying to smack or be like, you're not doing this right, or sit down. And I wasn't creating a very good relationship with my pets. A lot of that was my own uncontrolled anxiety. A lot of that was my own, you know, anger or frustration coming out because I was getting so emotionally overwhelmed. I didn't know how to deal. I didn't know what to do. So now that I've learned a lot more about my mental health, I'm so much more careful of how I react around people and around pets, around animals. Just noticing my own reaction first, and then how is it going to come out of me? What is going to happen? Is it going to come out in frustration? Is it going to be anger? Could I take a break and take a step back and just go somewhere so I can work this out on my own? It's been a big leap for me when it comes to just the kindness I was able to feel, the compassion I was able to feel. And then when I achieved my Reiki Masters here in 2022, it was a lot of study. I did about a year of study, and it was pretty, how do I want to word that? It was intense but calm. It was intense that I could feel it. I could feel myself walking around my house a little dazed and, you know, lightheaded but happy. It lasted not for too long as it was settling into my body, but I knew that it had happened, that the attunement was complete and that I could feel it in my body. And now that I'm teaching Reiki, I notice when I give attunements, I get into this crazy, spaced out, don't know where I am, don't know what's happening, kind of an energy afterwards. I'm very happy. I'm very silly. I don't really want to talk. I just want to dance. Reiki is an amazing energy. It helps our chakra system align and balance. It helps us kind of get back to balance. And that's what it's been like for me after my 3 attunements. And I definitely know that when it comes to Reiki, 3 is not where we end now. That's just the tradition of Osoi Reiki. There are things like Holy Fire, Karuna Kai. There are many different modalities that are becoming more and more popular over the years. I think thanks in part to the internet age, to more and more of us teachers existing out in the world, to people, you know, really devoting their lives to the practice of Reiki in general and discovering new ways that they think might help and, you know, creating their own schools of thoughts, just like the original Reiki masters did as well. So this practice of receiving your Reiki attunements doesn't mean that you're only ever going to receive 3. There's a lot that we can study even after the master level. We continue to practice our skills. This is often where we start practicing with clients around level 2. We start sending distance healings, which is a whole other level and a whole other thing versus in-person healings. When we achieve the master level, some of us might want to become teachers. Well, then it's about finding the students. It's about connecting, creating your own curriculum, creating your own content. There isn't necessarily an original manual to share with everyone. So we typically, as healers, create our own guidebooks or course manuals. There's a lot we can learn and discover with Reiki. But I wanted to share today my stories about how my attunements felt. And I'd love to know in the comments, you're welcome to email me as well. How did it feel after your attunements? What did you notice were the biggest changes? Did you have any kind of profound epiphanies or experiences? And one final little note, if you haven't experienced much during your healings or during your attunements, I should say, that's okay too. Some people just feel a general sense of presence or stillness, of calm and comfort. Some people, like myself, have wild third eye visuals and we start dreaming more and notice these big shifts in our relationships. But not everyone. And that's okay. It doesn't mean that you haven't received the attunement. Some people will take those attunements much more gently than other people, and that's okay. Some of you might notice it over the next 5 or 10 years, how your life has started to change, or the healthier things that you've wanted to do or felt a desire to take care of yourself. Or the level of compassion you've had with your children or with your family or with your coworkers. It doesn't have to be a gigantic, big visual experience for you to have received the attunement. So if you just felt like, oh, I felt calm, I had a good sleep that night, I didn't notice too much, that's still okay. You've still received your attunement. You're receiving it in whatever way, in whatever shape, in whatever time you need it. And everyone's a little bit different. So thanks for joining me today for this quick little episode on what it's like to receive Reiki attunements. My name is Janine Bozer, and if you want to learn from me, I also do have my Reiki Level 1 and 2 courses online. They are really, really easy to access for anyone who wants to learn from me around the world. It's something I discovered taking my Reiki certifications that it can be hard to find a Reiki practitioner in your area locally teaching a class when you are feeling the calling to take Reiki or to learn about it. So I will link the links to my level 1 and level 2 courses, the online versions. If you live in Regina, Saskatchewan as well, awesome. You're welcome to come to my in-person classes that I'll be teaching throughout the year. But if you live far away or immune compromised, or you just don't want to get out of the house because of anxiety, or there's so many reasons. If you have children, if you're a caregiver, if you work full-time, it can be really hard to take time off and plan for a weekend course or a month-long course or things like that. So I've created this online version that's self-paced It's about 4 hours of videos, and then we do a private attunement call together. So we still have the kind of traditional ceremony piece of receiving your attunement, where I give and pass the energy of Reiki onto you and open your chakra system, but we get to do that privately still. So it's not like you're just going to, you know, receive a group attunement or an online video to watch or something and imagine that it happens. You actually get some time with me. So that's how I wanted to create my kind of hybrid of online and in-person, online and a video call. We'll do it in that format so that you still feel like you get to know me a little bit. You still feel like you have a teacher that you can contact and talk to. So we build that bit of a relationship. I really feel like becoming a Reiki master is about being a teacher to my students for the rest of their life. That's my kind of commitment as a Reiki master is, if you have a tough case, if you are not sure what chakra is unbalanced, if you need, you know, some tips or advice about starting a business, that I'm here, that you get to, you know, communicate with me and I can help email you with some responses, or if you'd like to book a session together, that I'm here to help. So if that's something you think you'd be interested in, or you're wanting to learn more about Reiki level 1 and 2, see what's involved, see what the course content's like, you're welcome to check out my websites. I will drop the both link below as to level 1 and level 2. In the meantime, wishing you an amazing day, night, evening, afternoon, morning, wherever in the world you are. And I'll see you in the next episode, my friends.